but there are those who think the race is just a waste of time. Ooh, but if I don't take a chance, I'll never know. So why are you always criticizing what you would have done different? Go ahead, be gone. Still I go. There ain't no way in hell I'm gonna stop. No, no, he built me better than that, and I ain't gonna leave till I'm done or till he tells me so.
Well, good afternoon. This is Raymond Hillary, Raymond Hillary Thoughts. On this afternoon, we have a concern, and that concern comes from an article that I just read about they were trained, they were prepared, and they were still shot. That article about the Texas shooting of this past week. And the concern that I have is the fact that there's too many of these things going on around this country. There's too many things going on like this around the world. The article also showed that the United States has something like 10,000 people killed by guns versus other countries where you have 47, 25, 150 people, not thousands. Like in the United States. Now, I want to weigh something here. Why is it that the United States is the highest average for this year, 2018, in killings by guns versus these other countries? Why is it that just a few weeks ago, you had a whole bunch of teenagers from around the country come to Washington, D.C., march, protest, and it was televised on network and closed network televisions? Why is it that last year there were protests against guns? Why is it that every other week there's a protest of some sort about guns? Why is it that there's a call out to have gun manufacturers stop producing guns? Why is it that there's a call for AR-15s to be moved off the shelf, AK-47s? Why is it that semi-automatic weaponry, such as pistols, 9mm, why is it that there's so much inconsistency with this thing? I tell you why. It's your fault. It's you. You the people. You are part of we the people of this, right? You know the intro, but yet you fail to exercise your intellect, the senses that were given to you. You fail. It's your fault, people, that this continues to go on because of the leniency placed upon those that commit the act. From the lawmakers down to the person pulling the trigger. It doesn't matter. Look, folks, it doesn't matter whether it's a single shot, 22, or a button that you push to release chemicals or atomic weaponry. It's not the instrument, it's the user. The user is a flesh and blood sentient being or person, if you will, who does the mental gyration and places the electrical impulses from the brain to the muscle to pick that item up and utilize it. Now, the instrument can be a baseball bat, can be a screwdriver. So are you going to tell me that you're going to start now, if a screwdriver killer goes around killing mass killings and whatnot, can get in there and you're going to call for a ban on screwdrivers? Hey, the Phillips head screwdriver is a weapon. Can't use it. Can't bring it to school. Can't use it to fix your cars. You have to have a license to buy them. One. Okay. That's not bad enough. What about, let's say, antifreeze? Somebody takes antifreeze and puts it in Kool-Aid and sends it around to the stores and sends it around to the campsites and says, hey, drink this. I think we had one of those incidences down there in South America one year. So you don't need a license to buy antifreeze. You're not calling for a ban on antifreeze. Arsenic, Old Lace. You're not calling for a ban on, hey, the Chevrolet or the Buick Sentra or the General Motors or the Plymouths or the Maybachs of the world. How about the Rolls Royce? You're not calling for a ban on airplanes, are you? Well, let's look back. Early 2000s. What you're doing is you now saying, because of that act that took place back then, that you want to ban all the people who you have profiled as Muslims. Come on, people. Come on, come on. You're better than that. You're better than that. And you have to utilize your brain for that. Man, I tell you, I'll be right back. I'm gonna play something for you. And I hope you enjoy it. King Kong Goes to Tallahassee. How'd you like that? King Kong Goes to Tallahassee. That's one of a really nice blues in D, the key of D. Hey, listen. If we started complaining about the human nature and the off thinking of individuals who fire their weapons downrange with no exercise of judgment, I think we can do a better job of cleaning up this place, cleaning up these statistics. 10,000 people killed by guns in 2018, just 5 months in, versus the rest of the world. There's something wrong with that. Gun shows come up every month, and people who are 18 years old, maybe 21, can walk out of that gun show with a high-powered weapon. They don't even have any training behind it. In order to, listen, folks, in the state of Maryland, there's called a handgun qualification license that you have to get in order to purchase a handgun. That means you have to go to class, and you have to fire a weapon downrange. Now, some of these schools get away with not going to the range. They purchase a 22 and they have a box that the 22 is attached to. And it's probably about the size of your computer, if that. Maybe a shoebox. And that 22 has the box is sealed. The weapon goes inside of a hole, so that when the round is fired, it bounces on the inside of the box and it doesn't come back out. And that's your qualification that you shot a weapon downrange. How asinine, but how convenient. Because that's about what it is. It's about making money. It's not about true training. It's not about safety. In a handgun qualification course, you should have at least a box of weapon, a box of ammunition fired through a weapon that you qualify for, and that's the weapon that you qualify for to purchase. So if it's only a 22, that's all you should be able to purchase at a licensed gun retail outlet. You should not be able to go and purchase a high-powered rifle. And I'm saying this, you should not be able to just walk in, have the money, and walk out the same day. You should not be able to go to a gun show, walk in, purchase your rifle, walk out without having any training. Now, look, the military issues you a rifle, a high-powered rifle. That's yours. That's part of your uniform. That's part of who you are for the time that you're in service, okay? But you get training on this thing. You fire in various attitudes, meaning you fire from laying on your back, you fire from laying on your belly, you fire from laying on your side, standing up, kneeling, out of the water, in the water, whatever the case is. And I don't know, because I have never been in the service. But I do know one thing. I've watched and witnessed people walk in that are into stores that are suspect. I mean, they smell suspect. They look like they're suspect. Now, yes, I'm judging the book by its cover. They may have had training. They may have military training. But look, I've also seen somebody walk in there who just broke peach fuzz on their face. Their beard is as tender as it was, or as they say, frog hair. And they purchase this weapon and ammunition. Come on, people. You're protesting the wrong things. Okay. Again, like I said, if that's the case, you put a kibosh on the manufacturer of cigarettes, right? Wrong. Before the protest and the manufacturer of cigarettes started shutting down their plants, the cigarettes were what? $1.50 a pack? If that. Now it's well over $7 a pack. $8, $12 for a pack of cigarettes. Woo, baby. As the preacher would say from the pulpit, I wish I had a praying crowd. Ah, Lord. So dig this, people. Stop protesting the wrong thing. Start putting your brain in activity, in action mode, and take care of the issue at hand. The issue are not the guns. The issue are the people utilizing the guns. The issue are the rules and regulations set up to issue weaponry. It takes me 7 days from the time that I go in and sign the paper saying that I want to purchase the weapon, the handgun, to the actual picking that up. Now, it can take longer if I don't have all the money, but if I have X number of dollars, and that X number of dollars equals and equates to the amount that they want for that rifle, I fill the paper out, give it to them, walk out the door. No questions asked. Let me say something. That's horse dookie. That's bull feathers. That's garbage. If they can do that, then they should be able to do that for a handgun as well. But the big focus is on an AR-15 because that's the weapon that was utilized in all of these destructive activities. But there again, folks, you're focused on the wrong thing. You know, I was going to rant and rave about the shootings from way back to current, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you, wake up. Stop protesting the inanimate objects and start protesting the rules and the regulations thereof on how to purchase these things and who's allowing the rules to be let. All right. Your choice. I got mine. I've made mine. I love my people. This is Raymond Hillary. Raymond Hillary thoughts for this week. I come to you when something comes to me and I want to bring it to your attention. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I'm here. RaymondHillary.com is where you can find some of my, where you'll be able to start finding some of my blogs. And tune into my show. Even if you have to hear it again and again until a new one comes, come back and visit. Tell somebody else about it. Enjoy. Because when you go to a movie, you see it once, you see it for what it is. When you go back and see it again, oh, I missed it the first time. Then you go back and you buy the DVD and you play it again and dang, there's something else I missed. And that's the same thing with radio broadcasts and podcasts. And that's the reason why podcasts are podcasts. So you can go back and visit them over and over again. So why not just visit me until you hear something new from me? And I thank you and I enjoy you and I appreciate you for listening. And I'll be back soon. This is Raymond Hillary, Raymond Hillary Thoughts. And remember, the hustle is nothing without the flow of the grind. Take care. Until next time, we're going to leave you with this.
Trying to know to make it through to the other side. Ooh, if you don't mind it all, back to hell on up and leave me go. Why you always criticizing what you would have done different? Go ahead, be gone. Still I go. There ain't no way in
break away. I've come too far to fall. Too wild to push to see me go. I've had enough. It's time you move on. Enough of all you coulda, shoulda done. Stop dragging your ass. Start packing your bags. Hello, be gone. Be gone. Be gone.